Recently, we polled our audience and our subscribers at bodygraph.com and asked what you would like to learn most. And the thing that came up at the top of the list was how to create funnels that convert. To that end, we are running a three-part series on creating funnels that convert. And if you are a subscriber to bodygraph.com, you will find in our training center, Business Mastery Hub, a video training with workbooks there that you can actually walk through building your own funnels with our help. So today we're going to go over the basics, and we're going to start with what is a funnel, because there are a lot of weird words in the business space that kind of don't make sense. But when you picture a funnel, you see the big end at the top and the tiny end at the bottom. So your funnel is actually bringing in a whole lot of leads at the top where it's bigger, narrowing down to a smaller portion who are going to become buyers. And what your funnel actually is a sales mechanism. Now, I know that you may inside be going, "Oh, that sounds yucky. I don't want to have a sales mechanism. I want to connect with people. I want to build relationships. I want to educate people." But at the end of the day, your funnel is a sales mechanism. And that sales mechanism brings people into your world. A large amount of people at the top of the funnel come into your ecosystem, with a smaller number of people buying at the bottom of the funnel. I have a mentor in business, and he often says, it's buy or die time. You know the saying, ride or die, it's buy or die time. And I know that may seem harsh, but I want you to consider that there really isn't a point to having people on your email list who are not buyers. The faster someone buys from you, the faster you make a sale, the higher the quality of the lead. So think about how you're getting people into your funnel. We're always going to get the people in this space who just run their charts and then disappear. And that's okay, but I want you to think about that your leads are costing you money because you pay for your email list based on the number of subscribers. Depending on your email platform, you may be even paying by the number of emails that you send. So it's actually costing you to have people on your list who are not buying from you. It also costs energetically. Now, I know we're not supposed to worry about unsubscribes, and I've done episodes on that on the Pulse on Human Design. But it does kind of sting our heart a little wee bit, even when we don't want it to. There was a time in my own business where I was getting so many unsubscribes. Out of nowhere, all of a sudden, all these unsubscribes. And it was really starting to hurt my ego and hurt my heart a little bit. So I went in and I did some digging in my email platform system, and I realized that it wasn't the people who were bouncing off who had been with me forever. It was people who were running their chart and bouncing right away immediately. So what I did was that I added a blurb about what's going to happen once they run their chart. When you run your chart, you're going to get these things from me right away. You're going to get your freebie delivered. You're going to get an email sequence about what it means to you and your design, etc. And that just kind of helped a little bit because it helped me to not have so many people just signing off and bouncing away, which was, it was a substantial number and it was driving me a little bit crazy. So the goal of your welcome sequence, aka your first funnel, is to nurture your leads to buy from you. I'm going to say that again. The goal of your first funnel is to nurture your leads to buy from you. And actually, I'm just trying to think if there's a goal of a different funnel that would be different from getting people to buy from you. I guess you could have one that set people up to register for a masterclass or something, but it's always about having them take an action closer towards working with you. That's it. The number one thing that you need to know in your welcome sequence or any other sequence or funnel that you're building is this. What are you leading people to? So oftentimes what I see in the online space is that people think only about their lead magnet. They think about their freebie and the way that they got their person onto the email list. And they unpack everything based on that freebie. But you want to actually be taking a bird's eye view of the offer. You want to reverse engineer from the offer. What do they need to know in order to move closer to your offer? Who is that main offer for? What problem does that main offer solve? In my own general welcome sequence or funnel, and please, when I'm saying sequence and funnel, I'm using them interchangeably for the purpose of this episode. And I have many funnels in my business, so many funnels it would make your head spin. And you may or may not ever get to that point, and that's okay. But in my funnel that comes from the human design chart, what I'm selling, the offer that I'm selling in that funnel, is my main body graph report. It's called a manuscript in my world. So everything that I talk about in these welcome emails after someone runs them their chart leads them closer towards buying a personalized report that unpacks their human design. Now, the human design chart is not the main lead magnet on my site. I have a lead magnet that speaks more to business because those are the people that I work with more in depth. But I do have the human design chart on my site because it is an excellent lead magnet to have on your site, which you can do with bodygraph.com software with ease. You can embed that chart and personalize it to your brand. So if you don't have that yet, you're going to want to head on over there and look at the free 21-day trial so that you can play with it and see how it works. But this gives me the opportunity in this welcome sequence or funnel to sell my manuscript. Now, I choose to sell it at a discount because I want to build in scarcity and people will move when there's a reason for them to move. I want them to raise their hand and buy that manuscript. It's buy or die time. I'm not talking about six different offers or things they could do with me in the sequence. Of course, they can do lots of things with you. You may be a coach. You may offer readings. You may offer reports. You may offer retreats. There's so many things that you could be doing. But what you're going to do in your sequence is talk about one thing, one offer. So know your offer that you're going to talk about. Know who it's for and how it serves them so that you can speak directly to them in this funnel or welcome sequence. And you can apply these things to any funnel that you're building. We're just talking about a welcome sequence here. So there's five things that you're going to do in your welcome sequence. Lots of times people will have a five email welcome sequence. It could be longer. You could have seven. You could have 10. There's no hard and fast rule. But in these first five emails, you're going to do these five things. The first thing that you're going to do is deliver your freebie. The second thing that you're going to do is introduce yourself and connect with them. So introduce yourself not in a way that says, I'm John Doe and I'm an expert in blankety blank blank and I have all of these certifications and this is why you need this from me. No, tell them a story. The brain is wired for story. So a really good email format to follow, and we unpack this in another episode of The Pulse, is tell a story, teach a lesson, sell a thing. And that thing that you're selling could be any call to action. So what's a story about you and how you came to human design, how you came to astrology, what difference it's made in your life? Something that you can really let them connect with you over. If you were having a cup of tea with them, what would you be talking about yourself? So that they really understand, oh, this person can help me. Oh, she gets me. Oh my gosh, he knows exactly what I'm going through. That's the kind of content that you're using to connect with them. Number three, you're going to seed your offer. Let them know what it is that you offer and why they need it. How does it help them? Unpack the benefits. It's not a 92-page report that goes over their type, strategy, and authority. It is a portal into what's possible for them on the other side. What solution does it offer for them? How is their life going to be different on the other side? That's how you seed your offer. Number four, share some testimonials. If you have testimonials about your offer or about your work, please share them in your welcome sequence. We call it social proof. People need to know that you're a real deal. If you don't yet have testimonials, share a few anecdotes about how this work has helped you in your life, your family, your relationships, your business, whatever it is that is your area of expertise. Five, unpack a client success. Share a case study. Case studies are powerful ways to move people closer to you. And remember that the goal of this funnel is to move people closer to working with you. That is the goal, because that is how they get the transformation that they're looking for. It's not by having information poured on them. It's by them actually moving their feet towards you. So you're going to share a client success, a case study, something like that. Repeat your offer. and tell them what's next. There are ways in your email sequence or in your funnels that you can open loops by telling them, watch for the subject line this tomorrow, or I'm going to be back on Thursday, or I'm going to be back in 3 days, or in the case of your welcome sequence, it might be, that's it. You've landed in my world. I'm so excited that you're here. The next thing that you're going to hear from me is that every week I send out a blankety blank blank. But let them know what to expect from you. People don't care if you have an agenda. They care if you have a hidden agenda. So once they get onto your email list, they don't want to be surprised that you're sending an email every day. They don't want to be surprised that they're going to hear from you once a month. Just tell them how it is, what you're going to do. I think mine even says something now about, in true Manny Gen style, there's times where you're going to hear from me lots over a short period of time, and there's times where I'm going to disappear a little bit. That's my second line as well. And then come back in. And I just tell them so that they know what to expect from me. Now, some of the mistakes that I see people making in this first funnel, this welcome sequence, is over-educating. We think that someone comes into our world and they need all the information. Hello, one lines. But even if you're not a one line, you might be offering too much education, teaching, not really inviting them to work further with you. And that's what it's all about, is really inviting them to take the next step with you so that they can have the transformation that they want to have. Another mistake that I see people doing is introducing too many offers. This is a problem because it confuses people. You're starting to talk about this report that you have, and it's all that in a bag of chips. And then all of a sudden you flip and start talking about coaching sessions. And all of a sudden you're talking about a retreat or a workshop that you have, and they don't really know where they should be jumping in. So if you just focus on one thing, they understand that that's the next best step for them. And that's important. Another mistake I see is people not including testimonials. Now more than ever, it is really important to include testimonials or social proof because people have been hosed way too many times. The online space has a lot of smoke and mirrors. There's a lot of BS in the online space. And you want to make sure that you stand out from that and that people know that you're trustworthy. And then the last mistake I see is not creating urgency. And you do this by maybe offering some sort of a discount for a limited amount of time when people come into that email sequence. So maybe your report normally sells for $97 and you can give it for $47. Maybe it's $47 and you can give it for $27. The report is already made. It's already created. It's sitting in your bodygraph.com ecosystem. You might as well be selling more of it. That's how you build a passive income stream, is by talking about your report in these funnels. So a funnel really isn't complicated. It's really not magic, but it kind of is magic. It's a conversation that builds trust over time, and it moves people closer to working with you. It is a sales mechanism that you can use to sell your offer, your report, your reading, whatever it is that you're bringing people through. I'll be back next week talking about what goes into a funnel that converts and how you can build that in your own business. Do you feel like you're getting good value from the Pulse on Human Design podcast? If so, can I ask you a favor? Head on over to the review section on your podcast player and leave us a review. It would really help us because it lets us stand out among all the podcasts that are out there. Hit the follow button too so that you're notified as soon as an episode goes live and you have what you need to build your business. Thank you. We appreciate you.